بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال: بينما نحن جلوس عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم، إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر، لا يرى عليه أثر السفر ولا يعرفه منا أحد. حضرت عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that whilst we were sitting by Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم one day, when suddenly a man appeared before us who was draped, who was wearing absolutely white clothing. Shadidu bayadi thiyab. His clothing was extremely white. And shadidu sawadi sha'ar. His hair was pitch black. La yura alayhi atharu safar. The effects of journey could not be seen on him. Wala ya'rifuhu minna ahad. None of us knew him. So this person enters. Sahaba seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what was outstanding in him was his appearance. He was wearing clothing which were absolutely clean, white, and his hair was pitch black. He says, we could not see any effect of him having traveled and come here. So if he was not a traveler, then that meant he had to be a resident of Madinah Munawwara. Because any person who is traveling a far distance, his hair will become unkempt. He'll have some effects on his clothes of fatigue or of journey. Some traces of food sometimes falls on your clothes. Your clothes becomes creased. So you can make out this person has traveled. But in this particular person's case, he says we could not see any effect of a traveler on him. Nor did any one of us recognize him. Now if he's not a traveler, he's not a musafir, he must be a muqim, he must be a person of Medina. But none of us could recognize him. So it's very strange person who appeared. حتى جلس إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, until he sat in front of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه على فخذيه. He placed his knees touching or adjacent to the knees of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. So Rasulullah is sitting and he comes in front of him and he places his knees touching the knees of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And then either he places his hands on his own laps or on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ulama have mentioned both explanations. So this person comes, sits in attahiyat position, in tashahud position. He sits right in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Waqal, and he says, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Islam. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inform me about Islam. What is Islam? فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. Rasulullah SAW explained to him, Islam is to bear witness that there is no deity worthy of being worshipped besides Allah, and Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, and that you establish salah, and that you discharge your zakat, and you fast in the month of Ramadan, and you go for Hajj if you have the means. These are the five basic pillars of Islam. This man who questioned Rasulullah SAW says to Rasulullah SAW, Sadaq, qala sadaqta. He says, you have spoken the truth. فَحَجِبْنَا لَهُ يَسْأَلُهُ وَيُصَدِّقُهُ. Sahaba say, the fact that this man asked the question, and then he is verifying the answer, he made us astonished. Somebody who comes, then he will have a question, means he does not know, he is ignorant of whatever he is asking you, and therefore he is asking you these questions. Now Rasul gives him the answer, and on top of that he says that you have given the right answer. Then he asks, قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَلِ الْإِيمَانِ. Tell me, what is iman then? قَالَ أَن تُؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَتُؤْمِنَ بِالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Rasulullah SAW replied that you believe in Allah, His angels, His divine books. So we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all His qualities, His sifat. Allah is one, Allah has no partners, etc. Iman-i-mufassal, iman-i-mujmal, we have done that from childhood days. Believing one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all powerful. Allah never sleeps, Allah is always living, Allah is eternal. And you believe in all the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Angels have been created from nur. We cannot see the angels, they are recording our deeds, they have got various tasks from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are never disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa kutubihi, all the divine books that came down in the pristine form, the Injil, the Zabur, Tawrat, the Quran, the Suhuf of Ibrahim and Musa, whatever scriptures were sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in those original scriptures. Wa rusulihi, and all his messengers from Adam alayhi salatu salam right to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. Wal yawm al akhir, and we believe in the last day, that is the day of judgment, resurrection. Wa tu'mina bil qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi, we believe in taqdeer, fate, destiny, all good and bad comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala sadaqta. Again, this person says, you have spoken the truth. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ الْإِحْسَانِ. Then he says, explain to me, what is ihsan? So first is Islam, then Iman, and now he's asking about ihsan. قَالَ أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. Rasulullah says that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worship does not only mean salah here. All acts of worship. كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ, as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have that type of consciousness that when you are worshipping Allah, it is as though you are seeing Allah. We cannot see Allah Rabbul Izzat, but you are so aware of Allah's presence that it is as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your own eyes. In today's time, just a simple example, we go to some mall or some supermarket, and there's a big sign there that you are being watched. So one is so careful, as though you are seeing the person watching you, but you can't even see any person there. Somebody may be sitting in some room, watching from some camera. So you are conscious of the fact that somebody is watching you to such a level as though you are seeing the person in front of you. And this is called mushahada in the tasawuf terminology in hadith. Mushahada, as though you are seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. And if you cannot feel this level of consciousness, then Rasulullah says, what is ihsan? That at least feel that somebody, that Allah is watching you. أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَاهُ فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ. If you cannot feel as though you are seeing him with your eyes, فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. But he is watching you. This is called muraqabah. So what is ihsan? It is a combination of mushahada and muraqabah. As though you are seeing Allah, and Allah is seeing you. قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنِ السَّاعَةِ. He says, tell me about qiyamah. In other words, when will this day take place, the hour, the time? Rasulullah gives a beautiful answer. He says, مَا الْمَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one who is asked the question knows not better than the one who is asking. In other words, I do not know the answer, nor do you know the answer. The answer to this only lies with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, there are various verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about qiyamah, yas'alunaka an sa'ah. When they ask you when qiyamah is going to take place, the knowledge of qiyamah, exact day, exact month, exact time, hour, second, minute, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And then he says, قَالَ فَأَخْبِرْنِي عَنْ أَمَارَاتِ. Okay, then tell me about the signs of qiyamah. In this particular hadith, Rasulullah spoke or chose to speak a few of those signs. In various other hadiths, more signs of Qiyamah have been mentioned, and they've been divided into two categories. One are the minor signs of Qiyamah, and then the other major signs of Qiyamah. So here Rasulullah says, أَن تَرِدَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا, that a slave girl will give birth to her own mistress. A slave girl, when slavery took place, then a slave girl was under her master's care, and she would also have children at times. So now the child that is born, its master is a free person. The biological father of this child, he is actually the master of the slave girl, the mother. So when this child grows up and inherits from the father, then this child becomes the master of the mother. What ulama have mentioned here is that this is an indication of two things. Either there will be abundant wars taking place before Qiyamah. There will be so many wars, and when slavery will come back into existence, prisoners will be captured, taken as slaves, sold in the marketplaces. So this slave girl will be taken as a captive and she'll be sold in the market. Sometime later she'll be brought back into some country, and then her own child who grew up not in the care of the mother now also is a master or a mistress, and she will purchase her own mother as a slave. So what has happened? A slave girl has given birth to her own child, or her own mistress. Others have said what is meant here is, it's an indication that children will become disobedient to their parents. Like how a slave girl becomes a master or a mistress, like the children will become the masters of their parents, and they will disobey their parents. وَأَن تَرَى الْحُفَاةَ الْعُرَاةَ الْعَالَةَ رِعَاءَ الشَّأْيِ يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. And you will see people who have no shoes, bare feet, عُرَات, hardly any clothes to wear, they're naked. الْعَالَةَ, paupers, poor people. They were like shepherds at one time. They had no clothing, nothing absolutely. And they had no status, no position, they were poor people. يَتَطَاوَلُونَ فِي الْبُنْيَانِ. Suddenly they will be vying and competing with one another in building huge skyscrapers and buildings. Yesterday they possessed nothing, and today they become owners of big buildings, and they will be competing to build huge buildings. ثُمَّ انْتَلَقَ. Then this person, he went away. فَلَبِثْتُ مَلِيًّا. Umar ibn al-Khattab says, I waited for a little while. ثُمَّ قَال. Then Rasulullah tells me, Ya Umar, أَتَدْرِي مَنِ السَّائِلِ. Do you know who this person was who came and asked these questions? قُلْتُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُ وَعَلَمَ. I say, Allah and His Rasul know best. I do not know. قَالَ فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَ أَمْرَ دِينِكُمْ. It was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam who came to teach you your deen. What is our deen? It comprises of Islam, Iman. Ulama have given a difference. What is Islam and Iman? Sometimes these used words are used interchangeably. So Islam, then Iman, Ihsan, Qiyamah, preparation for Qiyamah. So it was Jibreel who came down in this form. And to catch everybody's attention, he appeared in this form as a student. And he asked Rasulullah these questions in front of the Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu give us tawfiq and hidayat. This is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. This is known as Hadith of Jibreel, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Jibreel come and Rasulullah gave these answers for us to understand the basic tenets of Islam and to practice on the teachings of Iman and to build in ourselves the quality of Ihsan. Ulama say, what has happened here? The person builds from just Islam and then Iman, and then he reaches the maqam of Ihsan. Sahaba radiyallahu anhu majma'in, they had this maqam of Ihsan. Many of the Salaf al-Salihin, they were so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that as though they were seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had this consciousness that Allah is watching them. When a person has this stage, may Allah grant all of us maqam ihsan, then a person becomes more attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he refrains from sin. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.